tremors in the West. That's where we find Tim Gossage. Tim, good morning.
Jared, it's just another blue sky, sunny day in WA.
What is happening?
Well, the mail is very strong that Steve Rosic and Ross Lyon are both gone from the Fremantle Football Club. Now, unconfirmed, but I think you can take it to the bank. Ross Lyon will receive a payout. He has no other job to go to. That is the reports we're hearing. Players, staff are being told within the next half hour. Players have been contacted by Ross Lyon this morning about catching up or having a meeting. I think he just wants to tell some of those who are unavailable firsthand, even those who are no longer at the club. So, yes, confirmed the unconfirmed, Jared, but I think we'll take it to the bank that Ross Lyon is gone effective immediately. He will be paid out. He has no confirmed job to go to, but that may change, I'm sure, if one becomes available, because we know he wants to be a coach beyond this season. And Steve Rosic, the CEO, a man who has been at the helm for a long time. So, huge shake-up. The board unsettled with the direction of the football club, and it seems as though today's the day.
It's felt for a little while, Tim, that the only man speaking up on Ross Lyon's behalf has been Ross Lyon, and it hasn't been, at various stages, difficult to wonder if this day might come.
Yeah, correct. And I think if you also read somewhat between the lines, when Ross has often spoken about the retention of players, I talk of Bradley Hill, Stephen Hill, Ed Langdon, he's quick to thrust it straight back onto Peter Bell very publicly, basically saying, well, that's Peter's job. I'm sure Peter can do that job. So that's sort of where this has come about. I think Peter Bell has certainly been the man who has controlled the internal narrative in regards to the future of the football club. Peter Bell doesn't control Steve Rosic's tenure, of course, but that would be a board decision, or whether Steve Rosic should decide to go on his own volition. So I'm unsure on which way the cards fell, but one would think that Peter Bell, and I have mentioned before several times that there's a couple of board members who are very strong in the lack of direction of the football club, and I talk of Peter Mann and Stephen O'Reilly, of course, who are former teammates of Peter Bell and friends of Peter Bell, who are very much behind the scenes with regards to their public persona in regards to their roles at the footy club. But they've been certainly very strong in the lack of success and the direction the club's been taking in recent times. So would not be surprised. And now would not be surprised if Justin Longmuir isn't certainly the man to replace them again with that association. His intellectual property from West Coast, his intellectual property from Collingwood, two powerhouses of the competition. And the fact is that he's well thought of still down at Fremantle. I know we're putting the cart before the horse in regards to this, of course, waiting on the official word, but if and when it does come through, and I'm sure Fremantle will be acting pretty quickly to move on from midday, that they will be moving very quickly to shore up a coach. And I would think Justin Longmuir would be a 10-1 on favourite.
Yeah, that's been your private view for quite some months, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. And he needs a bit of spit and polish, but I think sometimes the spit and polish and the public image is somewhat tainted by the fact is that you've also got a great football brand. He's very much loved by West Coast when he left. Nathan Buckley has huge rats on him, and I know that Fremantle would be very keen to get him back into their group. And I think he would come somewhat, you know, they'd have to pay Ross Lyon out his full book, which some say it's around the $850,000 to $900,000. So I don't think Justin Longmuir would be commanding that type of money for a first-year coach, but he certainly would be one that they could get under their bottom line and their soft cap line. So, and he brings with him, as I said, plenty of experience from a couple of powerhouse clubs.
How will history judge the 8 years of Ross Lyon at Fremantle, Tim? So 4 years in the finals at the start, the grand final of 2013, then off the cliff, 16th, 14th, 14th at various stages this year. It looked like the foundations were out of the ground. They sit 13th at the moment.
Underachieved, no doubt about that. I think he's done a remarkable job to shape the footy club. He was much loved by a lot of the playing group, but he had his enemies, but doesn't every coach, doesn't every player, doesn't every administrator. So, look, he was hard, somewhat fair in patches. The list was never strong enough. There's no doubt about that. They got injuries to key players and then their backup players. He's even said that. It's a very weak list. They need to sort that out. They need to really work hard on trying to keep some of these players that are ruffled and keen to get out. Now, whether that's Ross's fault, I'm not too sure. Bottom line is they didn't win a flag under his reign. They did sharpen up. They became a more professional outfit. They certainly played a better brand of footy. He is there to win a premiership. Success is measured in premierships, not making finals and not, you know, a whole range of other reasons. But the bottom line is he will walk away from Fremantle having done a good job, but he didn't get the ultimate. He would be disappointed, and I think the football club has reacted accordingly right now. It may be going forward in the next 2, 3, 4 years where their list's at, where their football club is at, this change had to be made. So it'll go down as a hard coach, a very good coach, and everyone raves how good he is on game day and how he's meticulous in his planning. Bottom line is it hasn't reaped the benefits of a premiership, and that's the disappointing aspect.
So it felt a little bit like Fremantle became identified singularly through Ross Lyon. Sort of the cult of Ross Lyon took total control. Now, Steve Rossich would have empowered that, as he's essentially the man who brought him there. There's no coincidences there that both would go in the same moment, that if Fremantle was moving, the coach and the chief executive, who were so closely aligned and set the vision and insulated each other, would exit at the same moment.
Yeah, look, I don't think it does come as any great surprise. And again, Steve Rossich has been a very good CEO for the football club. He's been involved in the setting him up of down there at Coburn, which is in a remarkable facility. Of course, they had to transition also to game day experiences at Optus. He had a lot to do with that. He's been a very good administrator. Membership has been solid without being through the roof. The numbers have fallen off in crowd numbers in recent times, but I think they all do when your football club's teetering. I think, you know, people drop off, and that can't be solely blamed on the CEO. But yeah, he did go into bed very much and into pushing hard on that contract for Ross Lyon. He was also the one who would come out. He will be there next year. Categorically, he will be there next year. So I suppose once there was some doubt on Ross Lyon's tenure that maybe the man that was, and you know, Chris Bond had gone and Peter Bell had come in. So one would imagine that Peter Bell is a very, very smart man. He's a powerful figure. He knows the administration side. He's got a legal background. He's got a marketing mindset. He's got a media mindset. He's got a incredibly football brain. So I think Peter Bell has taken up the cudgels here and the reins with a bit of help from Dale Alcock, the president, as well, and made this call.
Wow, it's a big day. Good on you, guys. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.